Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
And our pre-opening report is coming up in just a moment. The temperature on Friends Plaza at the moment is 76 degrees.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Well, hi, Dan. Thank you very much. Midwest direct hog markets called generally steady and typical light trade at the end of the week. Market sources said most plants have the animals they need or are so close to being full that they should be able to fill out their slaughter schedules at steady prices. Terminal markets called steady and light volume tests with top prices expected to range from $46 to $50 on a live basis. The top 46 at Peoria and steady. Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday. The negotiated swine purchases, 13,134. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $60.75 to $70.27, weighted average $66.76, a gain of 35 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $48.42 to $56, weighted average $53.03. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $11,771. The base price range $61.50 to $72, and the weighted average $69.43, a gain of 53 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $49.57 to $56.50. The weighted average was $52.95. We'll take a look at the overnight trade and talk to somebody from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign about what they're seeing in the numbers and what they're predicting for the day. After we look at agricultural weather, and we welcome back, at least this is the first time I've been able to welcome back, meteorologist Ed Kieser. Hi, Ed.
Good morning, Jay. And looking at the agricultural weather, we're getting a break in the action today after having some showers and thunderstorms in the Midwest yesterday. Most areas did not get heavy rain. Here at WILL, we just picked up 0.07 of an inch from a couple of showers and thunderstorms that passed through the area yesterday. Some places, of course, getting more than that. Over the last several days, though, there were pockets of heavier rain, more significant rain at this time of year. That's benefiting soybeans more than anything else. The showers and thunderstorms yesterday did erupt to our east, so much of Indiana, the southern half of lower Michigan, Ohio, and northern Kentucky, and even parts of northeastern Illinois picking up over 0.25 inch of rain. And there were some pockets of 0.5 inch to more than an inch of rain across parts of central Indiana into central Ohio, and also from north central and northeastern Indiana and northwestern Ohio on northward into about the southern quarter of lower Michigan. So those areas did get a healthy amount of rain. But now the rain is tapering off here for a couple of days, which is probably good for some fields that actually have been soaked of late. Not in our immediate area here around WILL, but some places have gotten a goodly amount of rain here over the last week and a half or so. Parts of Ohio, for example, experienced flooding last week, and we have had other pockets of heavy storms here and there. As we look ahead, it looks like the next chance of some showers and thunderstorms later tonight through tomorrow night will be in the northwestern part of the Midwest, parts of northern Iowa and Minnesota, back into the eastern Dakotas. And that is the area that will get some rain. And then it looks like next week, showers will be favored in that area because that's going to be on the boundary between the high heat that's going to settle itself over the Rocky Mountain states once again. There's going to be a dome of high pressure over the western U.S. That dome of high pressure is expected to expand in size a bit next week, and that's going to warm us up and keep us mostly dry. So the best chance of rain is going to come to northern parts of the Midwest Corn Belt as we go through next week. in some areas are not going to get a whole lot of rain. Our next chance of rain across Illinois and Indiana, at least of any significance, will start around Wednesday of next week. So the latter part of next week, we could get some showers being on the edge of that hot dome, but it's no guarantee yet. I could say west and southwest of here, it's going to be mostly dry and turning hot. But over the next several days, the Great Plains states on out into the Rockies and the desert southwest is where the highest heat is expected to remain. And it will just expand slowly eastward as we go through next week. And that really is the big news here. As we go through August, some timely rains are still beneficial. But as we look ahead now, we're looking at just trying to avoid any weather extremes for the crops to do well. Now, as far as the tropics go, we do have Chris that's heading toward the Gulf of Mexico. Right now, it's a very weak storm. It's not a hurricane. It's not expected to be much of anything here over the next several days. But as it moves into the Gulf, it may intensify into a weak hurricane or at least a tropical storm at some point. Right now, it's expected to move east to west. There's always a chance when you get one of these systems it could turn northward and bring some moisture to the delta or southeast next week. But at this point, it looks like it's going to stay south of that area. But for the delta and southeast, that's one thing we watch. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And let's take a look at the overnight trade, and then Steve Schilling will join us from Strategic Farm Marketing to talk about some of the numbers. And the Kansas City September wheat contract opened at 45 and a quarter, up 3/4 on the open, and 5.5 on the last trade. December at $5.75, unchanged on the open, and up 3.5 on the last trade. September wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade, 3.96 1/4. That was up 1 on the open, 3 3/4 on the last trade. December opened at 4.16, up 1.5 and up 5 on the last trade. March 07, 4.34 1/2, down 0.5 on the open, up 2 on the last trade. And May 07 at 4.44 1/2, up 0.5 on the open and last trade. September corn, 2.45, unchanged on the open, up 3 3/4 on the last trade. December opened unchanged at 2.62 and up 3.5 on the last trade. The March contract down 0.5 on the open at 2.75 1/2, up 3.5 on the last trade. And May 07 at 2.85, down 1/4 on the open, up 2 3/4 in the last trade. September oats, 1.84 1/2, down 3.5 on the open, up 2.5 in the last trade. December oats were at 1.94 3/4 in the open. That was up 1 and down 3/4 in the last trade. Soybeans for August, opened at 5.76 3/4, up 3/4 on the open, 5 on the last trade. September, 5.82 1/2, up 1 on the open, 5 on the last trade. November, 5.97 3/4, up 2 1/4 on the open, 5 on the last trade. And January at 6.09, up 1 3/4 on the open, last traded up 6.5. March 07, 6.22 was the open. That was up 4 3/4, also up 4 3/4 on the last trade. May 07 at 6.31 3/4, up 4 1/4 on the open, 5.5 on the last trade. The September soybean meal, 165.30, up 2.60 on the open, 2 even on the last trade. And September soybean oil, 26.85. That was up 13 on the open and up 8 on the last trade. Now Steve Schilling joins us from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Steve, what did you see in those numbers?
Well, I think last night the markets obviously were higher in the overnight, anticipating the rumored bullish numbers that were coming out from Informa or the old Sparks group down in Tennessee. And actually, they probably came in a little higher than the trade thought they were going to.
Mm-hmm.
They reported this morning the corn yield of a 150.8. FC Stone was 151 this week, and USDA last was 149. Soybean number, again, a little bit higher than maybe they traded anticipated, 41.5 bushels. FC Stone was 41.3, and the last USDA was 40.7. So that was probably where the strength came from the overnight a little bit.
Okay. So what do you expect today then?
Well, I think we're probably going to start a little bit higher and then probably chop around. May not show quite as much strength as the overnights have shown. But again, well, that was with anticipation of the rumored bullish numbers that Informa were going to come out with, and they actually didn't. So I think we'll probably open higher and then just chop around today like a typical Friday.
It's hot, dry weather returning next week. Excuse me, in the forecast, hot, dry weather coming back. Going to have an impact today?
Well, that's an interesting question, too. Obviously, we're in the mode and the time frame. You know, State Fair starts next week, and I think everybody in Illinois recognizes that's when the bean markets usually are typically made, and the trade also recognizes this. So for the bean market, it's strictly going to be a weather market, so get ready for a lot of volatility for the next 2 or 3 weeks. But some of the private forecasters are putting rain in the forecast next week. I know the National Weather Service, their 10 to 14 days are hot and dry, but some of the privates are trying to put some rain in and not put a little bit more moisture in national weather. So the market's got something to trade both sides, whichever weather forecaster you want to believe.
Yeah. Ed Kieser has a chance of widely scattered showers and thunderstorms around Illinois and Indiana Monday and Tuesday. So quick opening calls then.
We're going to start a little bit higher, like I said originally. Probably not quite as strong as we traded last night. I would guess 1 to 2 on corn. Oh, maybe 2 to 3 to 4 on beans. Wheat should be stronger today and probably remain stronger all day. There were some positive numbers out this morning on wheat. But then probably just chop around on the corn and beans the rest of the day.
Steve, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All righty, Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You are listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.